True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A 3-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
Listen, nobody wants to hear any reason, any perspective. This is only a party tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. It's tough to imagine this Riptide beginning any better than a Royals 7-4 victory taking the opener from the first place Phillies. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. I feel like I know Royals fans pretty well. I have a sneaky suspicion that I can't tell you nothing. I know that's a double negative, but you know exactly what I mean. You are riding high. You better be riding high. Because your boys in blue sit just a game back of first place. We could be a mere 48 hours away from the Royals leapfrogging the Guardians and sitting atop the American League Central for who knows how long. 913-586-7965. If you were one of the more than 25,000 to turn out on this Fireworks Friday, this Lorenzo Cain bobblehead Friday, shout out to the great number 6. Great seeing Lo Cain in the building tonight. This game tonight, much like those Lo Cain-led squads back in the championship days, this win tonight was paced by your stars. The Royals were led by the men that must lead if this team is going to usurp Cleveland and take over this division. And you know where I'm starting. You have to begin with Michael Wacha. You want to talk about a grown man performance? That is the 6 innings we saw tonight from the right-hander, Michael Wacha. 1-2-3 in the first, in the second, and he's ahead when he takes the hill. Right, Royals get him a run right out of the gates, courtesy of the men that must lead. Your starting pitcher, the big names in the middle of the lineup, and that final boss at the back end of the bullpen. The people that you and I are going to rely on over the course of these final few weeks, getting closer and closer to the final 5 weeks of the season. This team must have elite starting pitching. They did tonight. This team must have elite run producers continue to perform at an elite level. They did just that as Salvi and Vinny drive in more than half of the runs tonight. And they need that remarkable right arm of Lucas Urseg to continue to shut the door. And boy, did he ever. Lucas Urseg's 10th game as a Royal. He's allowed a grand total of 5 base runners. No runs, 5 base runners, 15 strikeouts in 11 and a third innings pitched. I'm sorry. Listen, maybe it was a little bit too close for comfort for some of you, but it's tough for me to draw up a game one victory any better than that. All right, let's get to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Eric was in the building. He was one of the 25,000 cheering on the boys in blue. Eric, get us started on a Friday night. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, man. This is my first time calling in. This is Eric from Independence, longtime texter. You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah. Good to have you, man. Nice to hear your voice.
I want to shout out my buddy, Jay. We met at Panera during the pandemic and became friends. Huge Royals and Chiefs guy. He treated me tonight. We sat in the Sonic Slam section. Vern, we got the free ice cream and the $5 card, my man.
Let's go. It was wonderful.
Just an amazing evening. Such inspiration. My friend Meg, who's a Guardians fan, has texted me, and she's saying, if the Guardians don't make it, I'm going to cheer for the Royals. An unbelievable evening. Hey, just want to say to you, really hoped to meet you tonight. I didn't know how to get to Sonic Slam. I got turned around in the ballpark. I'm going to come see you on Labor Day when I bring my son for his birthday to see him play the Guardians. Have a good evening, brother. Thank you.
Hey, you do the same, Eric. Glad you had a good time. Nice to hear your voice. Like I mentioned, yeah, Eric stays pepper in the text line. Again, if you can't, if you're driving home and, talking, driving, traffic, it's a lot going on. Well, I guess you shouldn't text. Maybe give your phone to someone else and have them text in your thoughts on this. 7-4 Royals victory as they reach a new they set a new high water mark for the season. The Royals now 16 games above 500 for the first time since 2015. Yeah, 2015. Just going to put that out there. Locaine in the building. Royals 16 games above 500. Winners of 7 of their last 8. And they just so happen to be the best team in the American League since the All-Star break. Let's go to MJ. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. MJ, you were in the building tonight, right?
Yes, sir, and what a game. So I want to start off, my son and I got there early. We got our bobbleheads. We've seen a whole crowd around the Royals dugout. We go down there, and it's Locaine signing autographs. He signed both mine and my son's bobblehead. What a great way to start it off. And then we start off the game giving an insurance run to Walker right out the gate. Love it. Then that third inning happened, and the stadium just erupted. Yeah. And it was no looking back from there. And you just love this feeling. You love what this team is doing for the city. It's been a while since we felt like this, and I just cannot get enough. It feels so good to get back to our winning ways.
Great job. Good stuff, MJ. Always nice hearing from you, buddy. Glad you had a good time. Yeah, when the Royals put 5 on the board in the third inning and Michael Wacha is on the hill, right? Michael Wacha's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for almost 4 months now. I mean, he's allowed no more than 3 earned runs in every single start since the beginning of May. 16 straight starts, Michael Wacha has allowed 3 runs or fewer. 16 straight? I mean, that's tied with Brett Saberhagen for the longest streak of starts allowing 3 or fewer within a season in the history of this franchise. Now, listen, I have no problem with loving on Cole Reagans and loving on Seth Lugo and saying, hey, we're not loving enough on Michael Wacha. We just loved on Michael Lorenzen back on Wednesday. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the best thing about this team is the next day's starting pitcher. Royals take game one from the Phillies. Royals have won 10 of their last 13 series openers. They take tonight's by a final count of 7-4. All right, let's go to Kevin. who's out in Kansas. Kevin, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals pick up win number 72 already. What's going on?
Vern, I'm just heading home from the game. What a night. I grew up a Danny Tartable fan.
Nice.
And then in my middle adulthood, I was a Moose guy.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, I'm turning into a Pasquantino guy. He just walks up to the plate, confident, looks pretty blue collar to me, and I just know when he's up there and there's a duck on the pond, he's going to bring him home, baby. I'll leave you with that. Love it.
Yeah, I'm with you. Vinny with another RBI tonight, his 96th run driven in of the season. That's third most in Major League Baseball. Since the All-Star break, I mentioned the Royals are the best team in the American League. Since the All-Star break, it's Vinny Pasquantino neck and neck with Aaron Judge for the most RBIs. Each of them, 34 runs driven in since the Midsummer Classic. Vinny's hitting .320 since the break. He's the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, whether it's behind the microphone or in the batter's box. If you say anything other than he's special, he's well above average, he's very good. If you say anything other than that, you're telling on yourself. You're just letting everyone know that you are a hater. The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, 2-for-5 tonight. He's one of four Royals that had multiple hits. Vinny, Salvi, Michael Massey, and Paul DeJong. How about Paul DeJong in his first dozen starts with the Royals? This dude's hitting .326. He's driven in 9. And his OPS in those 12 starts, an OPS of .980. Yes, please. Let's go to Mitchell. He was in the building tonight as the Royals win 7-4. Mitchell, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, thanks for letting me on. Yeah, no, I was there. I just want to be, like, super positive because, like, it was so cool to see Salvi's home run. And like you said, like, the bobblehead, I got one of those. That was sick. it's pretty cool. I mean, everything was, like you like kind of were saying, like, it's a great game. Like, we played it unbelievably. Like,
yeah. Well, I'm glad you got that bobblehead. Too bad you weren't, hanging out with Kevin. Getting the autograph of Lorenzo Cain. But how cool is it that, yeah, I mean, we all remember the Instagram videos of Salvi and Lo Cain to know that Lolo and his family are in the building and Salvi goes bridge. It was all so very predictable. Thanks for the phone call. If you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, you know, Salvi's 2024, it's almost as if it was predetermined. This is almost as if it's been rolled out by a marketing team, Salvi's 2024. As if their offseason plan was, all right, I want to leave no doubt that I'm a Hall of Famer by the end of this season. I'm going to start off and make a run at the Triple Crown. I'm going to earn a spot at the All-Star Game. I'm going to be the veteran of the All-Star Game. Now, I won't maintain my Triple Crown stats, but I'll remain one of the five best catchers in the sport. Meanwhile, no one will know that my numbers are coming down somewhat because the team's postseason odds continue to grow. And then, right before we play the biggest stretch of the season, I'm going to go play backyard wiffle ball with some kids in KCK. Very Willie Mays-esque for Salvador Perez. Y'all have seen the videos of Willie Mays playing stickball in the streets in New York. How about Salvi playing wiffle ball in the backyard? Just a random suburb. And now here we are. Salvador Perez, career home run number 269. He's just 48 big flies away from matching George Brett's franchise record. And Salvi's only 6 homers away from Jorge Posada and 9th on baseball's all-time home run leaderboard for catchers. There is no one that has more to gain by another trip to the postseason than the great number 13. Get Salvi to October, and I promise you, he goes to a level we've never seen before. He taps back into that 2021 48 home run campaign. Get Salvi to October. because everything that he's done this season is just, it appears, yes, it's for the team, of course, but it appears it's also just cementing his Hall of Fame candidacy. Get him to October, and he will finalize said Cooperstown submission. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number if you want to get in via text. 913-586-7965. All right, let's go to Jamie in Kansas City. Jamie, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going? Just leaving the stadium right now. Hope you're having a good night. Hey, we're leaving in good spirits, high, like, you know, energy. We just took care of Harper at the K. And you know what? This might be a World Series preview, if you ask me. But you know what? Let the daisies bloom. We're rocking it. And you know what? Let Salvi and Bobby Witt take this team away. If I'm a betting man, if you're asking me, I'm putting some money down on the Royals to take the series.
Yeah, well, I don't think those odds are really as good as you could have got them maybe earlier in the day. But, yeah, go for it. Yeah, if you want to throw your money around on the Royals, man, you're not going to go wrong. They're the best team in baseball this season against the spread. So.
Yes, sir. Well, hey,
well, thanks for
Royals.
The phone call. Yeah, Jamie, nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. We go to Carlos in the Northland. You're next up as the Royals improved to 16 games above 500. Carlos, what's happening?
Hey, Vern. Yeah, my name's Carlos. I'm from the Northland. Listen, man. I just am curious. I'm not a baseball expert, but some of my buddies have told me that if we do reach the postseason, we might switch one of our starters to the pen. And if that does happen, I'm wondering who that might be. And would that person turn into our closer, or would they be a long reliever? I'll listen off air, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for placing the phone call. Well, with 34 games still to play, not knowing the opponent, it's tough to give you a straight answer. You know, I would guess Michael Lorenzen would go to the bullpen. Lugo and Reagans are going to get a start, and I think you depend on the matchup of Waka or Singer who gets the ball in Game 3. Now, if any of those starters go to the bullpen, if Singer or Lorenzen or Waka, if they end up in the bullpen, no, they won't be the closer. Your closer's Lucas Ursic. I think he's earned it, right? 10 games with the Royals. Opponents are hitting .128 against him. 5 hits across 11 and one-third innings pitched. Yeah, Lucas Ursig is your closer. But, you know, Michael Lorenzen, I wouldn't say if he's pitching out of the bullpen in the postseason that he's only a long guy. He has good stuff. You could... I mean, who knows? He could end up being a setup guy for this team. You know, Alec Marsh could be out there. Hunter Harvey could be out there. We'll see what John Schreiber can do. James MacArthur, by the way. How about MacArthur tonight? He throws a scoreless seventh inning, his seventh straight scoreless outing. 34 to play. 19 games remain in this riptide of a season, or this riptide of a stretch. And so much is going to happen to try and line it up. Postseason matchup right now. I mean, to be quite honest with you, now there's still the possibility that the Royals get a first round bye. And you're a game back of Cleveland for first place in the division, which is basically you're a game back of skipping over that wild card round, that 3-game wild card round. You go right to the ALDS. Now, some will say that that's not an advantage, taking a week off prior to getting your postseason started. That's a conversation for a different day, whether or not you're rooting for that or not. But to try and make predictions of you know, the opposing matchup and what this team's going to look like in a month and a half, that's a little bit too tough. I appreciate you listening. 913-586-7965. Royals win 7-4. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse to get back to your phone calls right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Back, Royals win 7-4. They take the opener from the Philadelphia Phillies, and let's head inside that victorious Royals clubhouse and talk with, well, we were just discussing the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, 2-for-5. Vinny, thank you very much for the time after a fantastic win to get the boys back to 16 games above 500. I'm interested in an infield single in the first inning. You score from first in that first inning on a line drive to left. So it's becoming very clear that you are a speed guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get a lot of heat for hitting too many ground balls, but I think I'm proving why sometimes it's okay to put the ball in play on the ground, you know, just show off the speed a little bit. Yes, preferably I'd like to hit line drives. But, you know, hey, with my kind of speed, you can hit it on the ground sometimes.
Exactly. Hall of Fame speed, as many people know. That first inning run, how much of a downhill feeling is it when you guys find yourself in front early with a horse like Waka on the hill?
Yeah, it's one of those things that's important to get off to a good start. Even if we don't, you know, we're not counting ourselves out. But, you know, scoring in the first, there's been a lot of questions about, you know, playing Philadelphia. It's a team we haven't seen. But to be able to score in the first there, it's big. And then, you know, they tie it up and we're able to answer right away. So it's one of those things. It's a really good team win tonight, and we're excited to get back out and give it another shot tomorrow.
Maybe this is just me, Vinny, but confidence is just radiating off of you when you're in the box. How good do you feel right now in there?
Yeah, man, I love this stuff. I feel really good just being here every day, and being in the box is where I feel, you know, sometimes the most at home. And, you know, it may have taken me a little longer to get some confidence back starting this year, but you know, I'm not wearing 0 for 4s on my sleeve like I may have earlier in the year. It's one of those things where I've proved to myself, you know, I just feel like myself again. And it's a pretty comforting feeling knowing that, you know, even if I go up there and get out or strike out or whatever it is, I've got that confidence in me again where it's just, you know what, all right, we're on to the next at bat. There is no dwelling about what has maybe happened before. It's just, I'm excited for the next one, and it's so good to have that feeling again, because there's so many ebbs and flows in this game that, you know, one thing that's just super important is just having confidence in yourself, and feeling that confidence again has been something that's been really special for me. You know, you have goals or whatever, for individual goals for a season, team goals, whatever, and feeling some confidence is definitely something that I wanted to have this year, and it's nice to you know, feel that again.
First inning single, you come around to score. Second trip to the dish, an RBI single, you come around to score again. Get the green light on 3-0. Do you always have the well, I guess you can't admit that, but is that abnormal, I guess, to get the green light there? Because God knows you did some damage on that pitch.
No, it's not abnormal for me to have it. I would say probably 80% of the time or so they give me the choice. I think it was only the fifth time that Ian Kraft told me, I think it was only the fifth time I had ever swung 3-0.
Sure.
First hit, I'd never put a ball in play 3-0 before. So I was pretty happy about that. Q's has been on me a little bit about, hey, if you get a good pitch, hit it. So I think that kind of goes back to, you know, what we were just talking about, and not so much worrying about the results and just worrying about kind of how I'm conducting my at bats. And I was pretty happy with it tonight. Anytime you can help your team score some runs, it's hugely important.
No doubt. Vinny, final thing for you. Can you? This is a tough one, but can you describe the impact that Michael Waka has had on this team, even more so than just this game tonight?
Yeah, his impact goes well beyond him taking the bump every 5 days. It's what he does in the clubhouse. It's the kind of leader he is. He's quiet, but, you know, people watch how he takes care of his business, and it's special to watch him work. The way he was tonight was incredible. To be doing it as long as he has, and to be able to just keep keep going is something that's super impressive, and everybody in here watches and cherishes everything he does.
Vinny, it's a joy watching you, man. Keep it up. We'll watch you out here tomorrow night. Looking forward to it, man. Thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to the FM listeners. Excited to be your first guest on the FM show.
Oh, man. Way to go. 96.5 The Fan. Vinny, you're the man.
96.5 The Fan. We're here.
There he is, the undeniable one, live inside that victorious Royals clubhouse. He is Vinny Pasquantino, and your Royals are 72-56. All right, let's go back to the phone calls, 913-586-7965. Now, maybe that came through. Maybe it's been coming through on the television, but tonight it was so very noticeable, just... Again, you know, I'm not, even though I probably should be better with my words, I have a tough time describing what that confidence looks like, but it was radiating off of Vinny Pasquantino tonight in the box. Now, he's, like I mentioned, he's been red hot, so it's not as if, oh, tonight he got it going. No, I mean, you know, he's 26 go-ahead RBIs on the season. Only Salvi and Aaron Judge have more. Vinny's OPS since the beginning of May is just a shade under 800. But the fluidity, I think that's the right word. Just the calm. Man, does he look good in the box right now. Bobby Witt Jr., by the way, 1-for-5 on the night. 1-for-5, he doesn't drive in a run, he doesn't score a run, he never touches third base. How nice is that? You know, for as much as Bobby has done all season, for as much as he is neck and neck with Aaron Judge for the American League MVP, Bob played an outstanding shortstop as always. Didn't need him to play hero tonight offensively. It's because Vinny, Salvi, and how about Hunter Renfroe? A pair of walks and a two-run bomb. Royals win 7-4. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Kevin in Kansas City. Kevin, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Kevin, are you still there?
Yes, sir. Kevin, yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right. Hey, what do you
Vern,
have?
Hey, Vern, I called on Tuesday after the loss to the Reds. I said we weren't pulling out until we win that pennant. I just left the game against the Phillies. This was a World Series preview, Vern. World Series energy at the K tonight. You might even say an explosive night. They don't want to see us in October, Vern, because it's going to be scary. The league is on notice. Bobby Witt Jr., MVP. What's more Midwestern than being an underdog? Let the daisies bloom. Stay safe, Kansas City.
Woo-wee, Kevin. All right, made me wait a little bit, but you gave it to us. I like it. Way to go. Royals win 7-4. Another quality start tonight, by the way. Let's not take this for granted. Michael Wacha's 13th quality start of the season, and the Royals' 65th quality start of the season. That's well over half of their games. Wacha improves to 11-6 on the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Let's go to Ron in Lee Summit. Ron, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
So I thought about you tonight, Vern. I was at the game. I listened on the way into the pregame show, and the last thing you said before the break was, this is going to be a big Salvi night. So Salvi drives in the early run with the double. And when he comes up with two men on, I could just feel it that this was the big game moment and it was going to happen. You could just sense it. And I remember thinking, well, this is what Vern forecast. And so it did happen. It was a big game. And think about this. So the Royals scored 7 runs against an iconic team that has spent hundreds of millions to win, and they did it having a 300 hitter in Fermin on the bench and Michael Garcia on the bench, who's hitting 280 something over the last 30 games. And I would imagine also tonight that every team in the major leagues is wishing that they had signed Michael Wacha in the offseason.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, not only that, they're wishing they signed Seth Lugo. They're wishing they traded for Cole Reagans. They're wishing they traded for Lucas Erceg. They're wishing they traded for Michael Lorenzen. They're wishing they traded for Baldy Young. That I can go on and on. But you're 100% right, no doubt.
Right.
All right, we got you down. Thank you very much for the phone call. Always nice hearing from you. Thanks, Ron. 913-586-7965. Royals a game back of first place. Cleveland, Brady Singer on the hill tomorrow looking, oh man, how perfect would that? I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. But you know how I feel about Brady Singer. How much I appreciate everything he did for this team in 20 and 21 and 20.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
22 and 23 and handled himself like a pro on horrible teams through horrible stretches of his own. I'm a big fan of Brady Singer. Man, for him to have the opportunity to maybe put this team in first place, boy, oh boy. Man, that would light me up. Looking like he's going to square off with Ranger Suarez, the all-star lefty. Scheduled to come off the IL. I don't believe the Phillies have made that official yet, so right now it's still Brady Singer, the TBA. It's a 6:10 first pitch tomorrow. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. And don't forget, I have two tickets to the final meeting of the season between the Royals and the first-place Guardians. I would venture a guess and say that that's going to be a pretty important game. You can win those tickets tomorrow on the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. So make sure you're listening. And we do that each and every game day, 1 hour before first pitch. I'm giving you a chance to win a pair of Royals tickets. All right, let's go back to the phone calls and talk with Jax in Olathe. Jax, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Great, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. And, you know, at the game tonight, I don't want to act like an old head or anything, but, you know, you can't help but draw a comparison to that 2015 team here, right? You got your big Mediterranean sluggers with Vinny and Moose, right? You got the speed guys. You have the bullpen showing out tonight. And let's not forget about that guy in the hot corner, right? DeJong was phenomenal tonight, not only with the bat, but we forget that he's a defensive specialist, and I can't help but to draw Zobrist comparisons to him, and I think he's really going to help this team going into the postseason.
All right. I like it. I like the phone call, Jax. I like the optimism. Again, I think the comparison's more with 2014, because 2015, those dudes were killers. And now, you know, this team has killer attributes, but this team wasn't bloodthirsty in spring. 2015, they just wanted someone had to pay. When they showed up to spring training in 2015, someone was going to pay. And then Ben Zobrist, man, I can make a case Ben Zobrist was the playoff MVP in 2015. Like, you know, next to Wade Davis and Edinson Volquez, you know, as of position players, yeah, I think Ben Zobrist was the most valuable Royal. A switch hitter, you know, hit at the top of the lineup. I'm not going to knock Paul DeJong. I'm just going to remind you that champions deserve just a little bit more respect. Just pause before you start throwing anybody's name, any team's identity, throwing it into the same breath as that championship squad of 2015. Right, this team has 34 games to play. A majority of them are against very good teams. A large chunk of them are against very good pitchers. Now, with all due respect to Taiwan Walker and his long career, I think anyone that was around at the beginning of Taiwan Walker's career would say it's been disappointing so far. I'm sure his bank account isn't calling it disappointing. Overall, my point is you're going to see better starting pitchers than what you saw tonight. So in no way are we spiking a football, Royals fans. You're confident. You say bring on all comers. But you're not reserving your seat just yet. Well, I guess you kind of have to reserve your seat for the playoffs. And you probably should clear your calendar. So I guess I can't advise you. Let me put it this way. The ticket to the postseason isn't punched yet. Things change very quickly in this sport. 2 weeks is basically an eternity. Now, you should feel confident, no doubt about it. Royals have won 22 straight games when they allow fewer than 5 runs. I mean, that's... I'm not saying that's easy to do, because I remember last year's pitching staff. 22 straight games. That's the second longest streak in club history. Only the champions of 1985 had a longer streak of winning when allowing fewer than 5 runs. Royals allowed 4 tonight. And shoot, Salvi and Vinny drove in 4 themselves. Royals win 7-4. Let's go to Seth in Waldo. Seth, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I've got a few things to say if you do, if you'd like to bear with me.
Sure.
First thing is, Michael Wacha, you know, I forgive you. I don't know how many people know this, but Michael Wacha was on the mound for the Cardinals when he allowed the walk-off to the 2014 San Francisco Giants to send them to the World Series, and they beat us. But, of course, I'm kidding. I want Michael Wacha as a Game 3 starter in the playoffs. Another thing is they said it on the broadcast, 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters I think can do a lot of good for us to get us to the playoffs, in the playoffs. I would love to see him there.
Who's that 5 hitter? Let me ask you that real quick. Who's that 5 hitter you're talking about, Seth?
That's a good question.
Is it Renfro? Is it Melendez? Who do you see taking a stranglehold of it?
I like how Q puts in a pinch hitter late in games, kind of in that area. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I'd like to see Fermin there. Renfro is good. Melendez, any of those 3 guys, if any of them aren't playing, I'd love to see him in a pinch hitting role.
Sure.
I don't know if you agree with that, but another thing
those are the best 3. You know, I think for me right now is your 4th best bat. Renfro's probably 5th. You know, MJ Massey battle it out for the 6th spot. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Last thing is, Vern, I feel like something's brewing with Alec Marsh and being optioned down. I think that this is very calculated with JJ and Quatrero. I think they're going to call him up, and I think we're going to see something special with him, whether it's from a bullpen or something.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people like that he was sent down, but I think something good is going to come from that. So that's all I had to say. I'll listen off air. Thanks for taking the call, Vern.
Well, I'll tell you this. This front office, this coaching staff, they've hit the right buttons when it comes to Alec Marsh. Yeah, I'm one of those guys. I did not want him optioned down. I wanted him to stay in the rotation. Now, I'm wrong, right? Michael Lorenzen's been balling. An ERA below 2. He's led the Royals to 3 wins in his 4 starts. No, Michael Lorenzen's been very good. But you look at how they handled Alec Marsh last year when they put the opener in front of him. It seems as if everything that they were hoping to achieve with the opener came to fruition as far as him finding confidence, him realizing, oh yeah, my stuff plays at the big league level, and then attacking this offseason, showing up in spring training and winning a job in this rotation. And shoot, I mean, Alec Marsh pitched for a rookie on a team making a run. He pitched very well. So yeah, I'm with you. But I'm a big Alec Marsh fan. I've been a fan of his since they drafted him out of Arizona State back in 2019. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Alec Marsh at some point on Monday, right? The Royals have a doubleheader against Cleveland. You get the 27th man. Just makes sense that Alec Marsh would be that 27th man. I just don't know who else would start one of those games. Yeah, Royals Guardians open up a four-game set in Cleveland starting on Monday, a day-night doubleheader. You'll hear both games right here, as you'll hear all Royals games and all Royals playoff games on 96.5 The Fan. Seven more meetings between the Royals and Guardians, seven more meetings in a 10-day span starting Monday afternoon. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Chris in KCK was in the building. One of the 25,000 to turn out and see the boys in blue win 7-4. Chris, how you feeling?
What's up, Vern? Been with you since 2014. Love your analysis. Love the post-game stuff.
Thanks.
A guy before me kind of stole my thunder a little bit on the offensive side. So I'm going to ask you, is Lucas Ersig equivalent to Wade Davis when it comes to stuff and when it comes to grit?
Well, I mean, no, but that isn't meant as a knock on Ersig, who, again, has 10 games in a Royals uniform, and I'm not going to pretend like I was all that dialed into Lucas.
He hasn't allowed an earned run.
I'm sorry?
He has not allowed an earned run in 10 games. He's inherited. He's inherited, like, nasty, nasty situations and has not allowed an earned run.
Yeah, 11 inherited runners, and none of them have come around to score. He's allowed 5 base runners in 10 games. No doubt he's been fantastic, but I've seen a lot of relievers really good over 10 games. I'm not saying I've seen him like Lucas Ersig.
Sure.
I appreciate the phone call, Chris. I'm not saying I've seen him like Lucas Ersig, but for me to put you in the same breath as Wade Davis, a guy that put together a 2-year stretch that is matched by Mariano Rivera and nobody else in the history of the game, I'm going to need more than 10 starts or 10 appearances. I mean, just go back to Game 6 against the Blue Jays, a 45-minute rain delay, and Davis comes back out and says, hey, I want to go to the World Series. Put me back in. I mean, the Donaldson standing on third with, what, one out? Wade Davis gets out of it. Yeah, you mentioned, hasn't allowed a run. Lucas Ersig has not allowed a single run across his first 11 and a third innings with the Royals. Outstanding. Amazing. Wade Davis allowed 8 earned runs in 72 innings in 2014, and then allowed 7 runs in 67 innings the following season. If you combine Wade Davis's 2014 and 2015, it's an ERA of 0.97 across 139 innings. 187 strikeouts in 139 innings. Now, that 2-year stretch, I mean, you'll be hard-pressed to find any reliever ever again match what Wade Davis did. I mean, unless they're just gnawing on steroids like an Eric Gagne, you're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody match middle fingers Wade Davis. Blaze was at the game tonight. Blaze, you're on 96.5 The Fan, buddy. How you feeling tonight, pal?
Good. I watched Shelby hit the home run into the fountain. It was cool.
Yeah.
I knew Salvi was going to hit a home run just when I got there. I knew that for a fact.
How'd you know?
Because feeling.
I gotcha. Yeah. I get those feelings every once in a while. I was kind of, I mean, I wasn't, I didn't know for certain like you did, Blaze, but I felt pretty good about a Salvador Perez, a big night from Salvi as he's playing wiffle ball with the kids last night. It was just so very storybook for the, you know, the Mazian act that we saw him perform yesterday in KCK, for him to come out and have a Mazian day at the dish, going 2-for-4 and driving in 3. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. I like that confidence from Blaze. Tony was in the building as well, one of the 25,000 to watch the Royals get to 16 games above 500 for the first time since 2015. Tony, what'd you think?
Vern, I'm 47 years old. I vaguely remember 85. I was at the game tonight. I was at the wild card game in 14.
For real? Because everybody World says Series they were game. There for that. You were really at
no,
the wild card
there.
Game?
I had a 2-year-old okay. son. We were there. Yes, sir. He's in the car with me right now. We were at the game tonight. And I'm an energy guy. And I was at the game tonight. There's an energy, Vern. And we have got the energy. When they brought out Lokane,
woo.
And we played 1738.
Yeah,
it just felt good, brother.
Yes, it did, man.
There are
I
good
mean, you couldn't wipe the smile off
KC.
My face. Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Let's do it. Let's make this happen again. Let's bring the train back to Kansas City. Choo-choo!
Oh, I love it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the phone call. Hey, you're 100% right as far as the energy that the 25,000 gave this team, this stadium tonight. Yeah, the Lorenzo Cain moment before the game with his sons out there, it's, I mean, just seeing Lorenzo Cain makes you smile because you know, you could just hear him talking about how his feet hurt. But you can always just see the joy that he feels from y'all. I mean, you know, he's talked about it plenty. You know, when he came back as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers and the multiple standing ovations that you guys gave him, that's what solidified his decision to come back and retire a Royal. So, stands to reason that you guys are the reason why Lokane was out there today, throwing out the first pitch, the reason why he wants to bring his family to Kauffman Stadium, because he wants... I remember Mike Moustakas telling the story of how cool it was for him to come to Kansas City for that 10-year anniversary, go back home, and they're just hanging out at the house. And his son says to him, Dad, you're a big deal in Kansas City. Those Royals fans really love you. He said, thanks, buddy, man. That's. And I think anybody that has kids, you know, that has a relationship with their father, I think you can appreciate having your son or daughter understand your significance in your particular profession. And if you impact people the way that Lorenzo Cain did, the way that Mike Moustakas did, for that to be recognized by your children, you have to think it's a great example that they will attempt to emulate moving forward, whether that's as a baseball player or just a citizen. So that's a reflection on you, Kansas City. And yeah, the 25,000, as you guys normally do, you made it sound like 35,000. I can't remember the last time I heard a Let's Go Royals chant in the middle of the inning. You know, eighth inning ends, Royals go down 1-2-3. That's because we were all just excited to see Lucas Erceg come out of the bullpen. He comes out of the bullpen, they do the light show. Okay, that's nice, whatever. Light show's over, and you guys take over with the Let's Go Royals chant. Ursek's still throwing his warm-up pitches. Vinny's still throwing grounders to Bobby and to Young and the guys out there. Just some infield practice real quick, and it's Let's Go. I mean, it sounds like 35,000 chanting Let's Go Royals. And this is on the heels of that unbelievable standing ovation you guys gave Johnny Cueto back on Wednesday. Now, again, I understand Cueto earned it with his championship back in 2015. But a standing ovation on a Wednesday night with 13,000 in the building to make it sound as impactful as it did, the way that it came across on both radio and television, again, it's all a reflection of you, Kansas City. So, next time you come out, bring a friend. Let's pack this place moving forward. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number as the Royals win 7-4. Double J was at the game tonight. He was one of the 25-4 in the building. Double J, what's happening?
Vern, what a game. Hey, all I got to say is, as Andy Reid says after every Chiefs win, how about those Royals? Man, what a game, man. Just a great team win. There's so many things you could talk about. Salvi, Vinny.
Well, who was your star? I know all the players on the team. Who was your star tonight? Who's your MVP of this one?
The entire team, honestly. They just just a great win, honestly. And, hey, one game back out of first place. How great does that sound? Oh, man.
Sounds nice, but it'll sound even better, Double J, when they track down Cleveland.
Yep, bring on Cleveland. Let's finish these next two games strong. And, hey, yeah, the Phillies got the best record in baseball, but guess what?
They don't.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! And the Royals, I'm coming, baby. Thanks, Vern. Listen off air. I'm Paul.
All right, my guy. Dodgers have the best record in Major League Baseball. Royals are four games back of the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. Royals are 3.5 games back of the Yankees for the best record in the American League. Bobby Witt Jr. still leads the major leagues with a .348 batting average. And as we take a look at our Witt Watch, brought to you by Community America Credit Union, visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Bobby hitting .348. He's one of three big leaguers with an OPS north of 1,000. And tonight he picked up his major league best 178th. Base hit. He's on pace for 225 knocks this year. That would be the second most in franchise history, and Bob still has an outside chance of tracking down something that I thought was once unthinkable. Willie Wilson's single-season franchise record for hits. Willie picked up 230 knocks.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in 1980. So that record has stood for 44 years. Bobby's on pace to fall just short, but I dare you to put something past Bobby. Tell me that he can't put forth a couple of 3-for-5s and get that on pace to line up with another great number 6, Willie Wilson. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. We are now 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Royals baseball. Let's go to Bert in Wichita. Bert, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan.
I really enjoyed the game tonight. The Royals are really playing excellent. But, you know, I'm seeing a lot of parallels between the Kansas City Royals and the Atlanta Braves. They're both relying on starting pitching. They both have five good starters, which is a little bit unusual. And they're relying on...
What Braves team are you talking about?
Hitting, you know. And then suddenly there's another parallel, and that is relief pitchers that are giving up nothing. And, I mean, closers, anyway. Both of their closers are giving up nothing. And so I'd like to see these teams in the World Series, the Braves and the Royals. I happen to follow both of them. And like I say, they're just relying on similar things to win. And
well, those are the things that win.
What you said about
pitching.
That, I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, Bert, I appreciate the phone call. I don't see the comparison, to be quite honest with you. I don't know how the Braves are doing what they're doing. That is remarkable. You lose Spencer Strider and Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies and Austin Riley, and I think another, you know, Reynaldo Lopez went down for a while. No, the Braves, to me, they're now only five back of the Phils. Hey, I'll tell you this. You're about to see a desperate Phillies team this weekend. Because they have to play the Braves, and suddenly their division lead is starting to slip away. No, but your overall point, yeah. Atlanta's only in this thing because of that Schwellenbach and Chris Sale and Reynaldo Lopez and Max Fried, even though I think he's banged up now. Sure, Bert, but yeah, pitching is the name of the game. Year in and year out, pitching is what wins over 160. Starting pitching is what wins over 162. So, yeah, okay, I see the parallels there. I'm blanking on the Braves closer. Is that Iglesias? Rafael Iglesias? Yeah, I don't know his numbers. But I feel confident in saying most good teams have a good rotation and a good closer. Bert, it's just nice hearing someone that has multiple teams that they follow. I know Kathy in Los Angeles has the Padres and the Royals. You have the Braves and the Royals, but you guys are in the minority. Baseball's normally I root for my team, and I don't really pay attention to what else is going on around the sport. I'd like to hear that, though, Bert. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, let's go to Tom in Kansas City. Tom was one of the 25,000 in the building on a Fireworks Friday. Tom, what'd you think?
Man, it was awesome. It was great seeing smiles on kids' faces, everybody having a great time last night. Hey, man, there were these two kids. They were brothers or stepbrothers sitting right in front of me. One was wearing a Harper jersey. The other one was a Bobby Witt fan. They both got to see their legends play. That was really cool. I got to give it to the MLB for what was it, 2023? Opening up more play with other with like you know
where you play everybody
National
now.
League
yeah.
And so
it.
I mean we've played pretty much every contender in the National League right now, and with exception
well that's
maybe
actually
the
how
Dodgers
it goes, Tom. You now play every team every single season.
Yeah Kudos to the MLB for doing that, because these two kids got to see their legend. And of course Royals got to win, got to love that. So I'm looking forward to the last month and a half here, and go Royals, baby. Thank you.
It's crazy that it took so long. I mean, I certainly am one that pines for the days of, win the American League and go right to the World Series, and there's a real hatred between the AL and the NL. Yeah, I love 50s, 60s, 70s baseball. Yeah, that's I wish I could go back to those times for certain things. But yeah, I mean, 2024, there's no reason why I should have to wait 4 years for Bryce Harper, right? There was no reason why Eric Hosmer leaves in 2017 and doesn't make it back for like half a decade. Yeah, that's silly. And I'm with you, man. It's cool seeing Bryce Harper play at Kauffman Stadium. Guaranteed future Hall of Famer running out there with Salvi. And I don't know if you noticed this. When Salvi drove in Vinny in the first inning with that two-out RBI double. Salvi, by the way, matching Aaron Judge with his 27th go-ahead RBI. Meaning, nobody's put their team ahead more often this season than Salvador Perez. But when Salvi had that two-out RBI double, Bryce Harper at first base, trailing behind the base runner, so he follows Salvi to second. And after the double, Bryce Harper, a future Hall of Famer, takes the shin guard and the batting gloves from Salvi and carries them over to Damon Holland, the Royals' first base coach. Or I think he may have just handed them right over to the bat boy. But I think that's it's not surprising. We've seen endless nods of respect from the opposition towards Salvador Perez, but it's nice to see the Hall of Famer on Hall of Famer love there between Salvi and Bryce. All right, Gianni was at the game tonight, one of the 25,000 in the building. Gianni, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, how you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
You know what? I'm fantastic. I'm leaving the keg again. I've been blessed to be able to go to a couple of games this month. I think I'm looking about maybe 10 or 13 range for the season. And this is the first night I was able to go out just by myself. I love taking the family. I grew up here in Kansas City. But tonight, when you go solo, it gives you an opportunity to appreciate the stadium in a different perspective. I don't know how many more years we have left here at the K, but I encourage all the families, go out and experience the outfield, enjoy the hot dog run, enjoy the unique things that make Kauffman such a great stadium. There's nothing better than seeing a home run hit into the fountains. I mean, am I right? Like seeing that 100%. Water splash ball.
Yeah, because you know the dude tattooed it because this place is a yard.
Oh, man, and I love the stats that came out the other day talking about, how would Bobby be in other stadiums throughout the league, since we have the largest outfield in baseball. And you know what? That's okay. Welcome to the K. This is just how
it's perfect for him. He's the fastest guy I've ever seen.
It's great. Yeah, again, an amazing atmosphere. I love that we're just about, in that five-game ballpark range of being, honestly, the best team in baseball right now.
Sure.
It was said over earlier this week on the earlier day show. You can't argue that they're not in the top five contention of being best team in baseball right now. And, that's a good feeling. I love the K. I love the way that they do things. And if anybody's ever, questioning should they take the family out, just take them out.
Love it. Nice to hear from you, man. Always nice hearing from you. Royals win 7-4. Their 41st victory at Kauffman Stadium this season. Nobody in the American League has won more at home than the boys in blue. Yeah, I mentioned the speed of Bobby Witt Jr. That's one of the many things I've never understood about those that question Bobby's home-road splits. Again, he's the fastest player in the sport. You're telling me that when he gaps one here, of course his numbers are great here. The guy hits a bloop into right center field and it's a double because he's busting it out of the box. Man, can I shine a light on his ground out tonight? Third inning, Royals tied up at a run apiece. It's 1-1, bottom third. Michael Massey works a full count and reaches with a leadoff single as he yanks a splitter into right field. So he's on first with nobody out, and again, a tie game. Bobby Witt Jr. steps up, and he too works a full count against the right-hander Taijuan Walker. Bobby then laces one right at Trey Turner. 115 miles per hour off the bat. Just a seed, a missile, a rocket, one hopper. A great snag by Trey Turner at shortstop. Had to go to a knee to make the backhanded stab. But again, this is a rocket right at the shortstop. And it was a bang-bang play at first. Andy Rogers of MLB.com tells me that Bobby was running 31.8 feet per second down the first baseline. Now, elite speed is 30. 31 is eye-popping. You're the fastest dude in the sport. Bobby was at 31.8 feet per second. I can't remember anyone hitting 32 feet per second, and Bobby was at 31.8. And maybe that's a silly thing to point out, but this dude, on a nightly basis, does things where I'm like, I mean, he almost made a catch in foul territory tonight, in the left field foul territory, like between third base and left field. And it was like he was on, not an escalator, one of those things at the airport, the people mover thing where you just stand on it. It's a flat escalator. that's not the way to put it. I don't know what it's called. You know what I'm talking about, where you don't feel like walking. You just stand and it moves you. Bobby, it was like he was running on one of those things. He almost tracked down a ball where I'm like, why are you even running at it? Oh my God, is he going to catch it? No, he's not going to catch it. He's just, it's a joy, man. It's a joy. It's a treat to watch Salvi, to watch this rotation, to watch Vinny to go to work at the box. If you missed it, Vinny was nice enough to dial us up earlier. If you ever missed the postgame show, you can check out the podcast, the All Things Vern podcast. Download and subscribe. Check out that Vinny Pasquantino interview. I thought he was great. He's always great. He's always great when you get him in the batter's box or get him behind a microphone. Thanks again to Vinny for dialing us up. Royals win 7-4. They've now won 13 of their last 15 when they're rocking those sweet City Connects. This year, they're 9-2 in those duds. Royals win tonight. They're now 16 games above 500. We'll take our final quick timeout. We're back with more after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Witt dives, smothers it on the grass to his feet, throw to first. Oh, he got him! What a play! Bobby Witt Jr.
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Welcome to your new home for Missouri Athletics, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Salvi swings and it's a high fly ball, left field and deep. Back goes Hayes. It is gone into the fountains. And Salvador Perez hits a two-run home run and the Royals lead 4-1 in the third.
That's the great Ryan Lefebvre, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Salvi doing it all early on. He puts the boys on the board in the first with a two-out RBI double, and then he goes 434 feet. An 0-1 sweeper down, but it splits the plate. Salvi's going to damage that baseball from Taiwan Walker, and he did. His 23rd home run of the season made it 4-1 Kansas City. They would go on to win 7-4. Salvi, 2-for-4 on the night, and he picks up career RBI number 900, becoming the fourth player in franchise history to reach such an amazing milestone. Salvi has driven in 13 runs in his last 12 games, 33 RBIs in his last 36. After the game, he joined Joel Goldberg on the field on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the support, okay? Waka's doing a pretty good job tonight. He threw the ball good today, and we put some wrong early in the game, and we got a win tonight.
How do you know that was going to be my question?
I know your question.
You know my questions. All right. Always having fun. The home run, career RBI number 900. Only 8 Venezuelan players have done that. I know that means a lot to you. What do you think about 900?
Thank God. Thank God to keep me in the... In this game, you know, I love to do that. I like to play hard every day. I appreciate you guys for the support, and I really love you guys. Thank you.
All right, I don't know how many people, I think a lot of people saw the video that went viral yesterday.
Guys do different things on off days. Salvi just, you know, stops randomly at a neighborhood nowhere near his house and plays wiffle ball with a bunch of kids. You said you'd never played wiffle ball before. Is it easier out here?
Yeah, it's a little bit more easier than here, the wiffle ball.
How much fun to be able to be that influence on those kids. I know you want to put smiles on people's faces no matter what. That meant a lot to those kids yesterday. What did it mean to you?
A lot. You know, it's about this kid. It's about all you guys. It's about people coming here and support us every night. So I appreciate the guy, and let's keep going.
Let's keep going. Maybe a smaller bucket so it doesn't ruin the microphone. They love you no matter what. Salvador Perez, great job.
Thank you, Baba.
There you go. Salvi on the field with the great Joel Goldberg following the Royals' 7-4 victory as they take the opener from the Philadelphia Phillies and now hand things off to Brady Singer. Game 2 tomorrow, 6:10, right here on 96.5 The Fan with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock and your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Guardians play for the final time in 2024. Make sure you're listening tomorrow. Make sure you're listening on Sunday 1 hour before first pitch if you want to walk away with those tickets. Salvi now with 88 RBIs on the season. That's top 10 in baseball. Let's go to Alex in KCK. Alex, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, you know, hearing all the callers talk about the energy at the stadium tonight and just that energy and excitement, it's going outside of the stadium. I had a fantasy football draft tonight, and the main thing that we were talking about was the Royals game, and we had the Royals game on, and we were just talking about Royals half the time of the draft, and I don't remember in the last like 5 years the last time that everyone has been so excited about the Royals.
You make jokes about the Royals in the last 5 years.
Yeah, now we're having fantasy football drafts where the game's on, everyone's excited about it, and it's kind of the final point is one of the big things that everybody at the draft is really excited about was like we're finally seeing the Royals bring in pitchers and seeing those pitchers actually do better and improve with the Royals pitching staff, which is, I feel like, something that we haven't seen in a long time. So that's really exciting. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, Alex, I'm with you. And that begins, of course, with ownership, of course, green lighting. Here's some money. Go spend it. But yeah, J.J. Piccolo and his front office for identifying those right pitchers. I remember, I don't need to dump on any bad pitchers from years previous, but Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, Cole Reagans, Lucas Ursegg, Michael Lorenzen, John Schreiber, James MacArthur. Yeah, that's a reflection of a great scouting department, a great front office, quality decision-making by J.J. Piccolo, right? It's his name. He's the one that has to make that final decision. And then, of course, credit to the coaches as well for creating relationships with these pitchers, earning their trust, and helping.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Them become better. Even someone that's been around as long as Michael Wacha has become better because of this pitching department. You know, from Paul Gibson at the top to pitching coach Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove inside that dugout. Identifying the right teammates, the right men, the right arms, the right arsenal, and then improving on it. It's what we've always wanted. I can't tell you how many times over the past decade I've sat here and explained, well, it's not that easy to develop pitching and improve pitching. Everyone's trying to emulate what they're doing in Cleveland and Tampa. And you could throw the Dodgers, maybe the Mariners in there. You know, but it's four, maybe five teams in baseball that, you know, Brewers, put the Brewers in there. That's what? One out of every six teams in baseball knows what they're doing with pitching? But boy, oh boy, man, you look at the last year and a half, it certainly looks as if the Royals are now faring as well as anyone else. Okay, yeah, I'll continue to give Milwaukee deserves a lot of credit with what they've done this season. But other than that, I can't imagine anybody's holding their heads higher than the Royals front office and the Royals pitching department. It's been outstanding. The Royals rotation this season has an ERA of 3.53, third best in baseball. The Royals rotation has 20% of the top 20 ERAs in baseball. Not wild. Seth Lugo has the 7th lowest ERA. Brady Singer, 11th. Cole Reagans, 16th. And Michael Wacha, 17th. Wacha's ERA, after another quality start tonight, that ERA is now 3.32. He's unbeaten in his last 9 starts. And Royals have won 5 of his last 6. Let's go to Zach in Lenexa. Zach, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. You know, sure. After a game like this, I love firing off some questions for you to answer. So I have 2.
Let's go.
First one, I know it wasn't as splashy as some of us wanted, but did the Royals win the deadline this year?
So
with
far.
Eric Hag, yeah. DeYoung, and Lorenzen. And my second one, without bias, who are your top 3 coaches in the COY voting this year?
Coach of the Year?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right. Appreciate that. Thanks for the questions, man. That's nice of you. Did the Royals win the deadline? Well, Zach Eflin's hurt in Baltimore. Jazz Chisholm just got off the IL. I guess Hunter Harvey's banged up. It's nobody in the East. Alex Cobb's already banged up, right? He fractured his fingernail, so it's not Cleveland. Houston, no. Seattle, no. Yeah. The Royals certainly in the American League won the trade deadline. National League, Padres. Yeah, I'd say it's the Royals or the Padres, right? Yeah, Brewers, no. Braves, Phillies, Mets. Yeah, I'll say the Royals. 4 players. How many did the Padres get? They improved that bullpen. Did they get anybody in that lineup? No. Yeah, I'll take the Royals. I'll say it's the Royals in the American League, the Padres in the National League, thus far, with 34 games to play, the most important 34 games. Top 3 for Coach of the Year. I'm guessing you only care about the American League. Listen, I'll just bottom line that. Whoever wins the American League Central, to me, is the Manager of the Year. Steven Vogt or Matt Quatrero, either one of them. I know Cleveland's been good, but to lose a Hall of Fame manager and to not miss a beat. And yes, I know what Joe Espada's doing in Houston, taking over for a Hall of Fame manager in Dusty Baker. Yeah, no, I'll stick with that. I'm sorry, I'm not giving it to Hyde or Aaron Boone in the East. No, to me, the winner of the American League Central is your manager of the year. Appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also the text line number. I'll try to dive into the text line coming up in a moment. I'm sorry, text line. We're just getting so many good phone calls. More phone calls means less of me, so I want to get more phone calls. Because the text line, it's just more of my voice, and God knows we've had enough. Let's go to Sal in Kansas City. Is this Salvador Perez?
I wish. I wish.
Me too. No, hey, I don't. I'm happy that it's you, Sal. Yeah, I'm happy to hear
Thank you.
Buddy. Yeah.
Thank you, man. Hey, I wanted to echo a previous caller's words here. You know, I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings watching a game, and Perez hit his home run. Renfro hit his home run. The place erupted, Friday night, and it erupted. And I want to go back to June, early June, when you were talking about, are these guys for real? And so many callers after a bad series were talking about, you know, they're done, it's over, it was a fluke. And you said, just wait. Here we are, man, we're almost 20 games above 500, pushing for first place. Got to enjoy it.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, Sal, that's nice, man. It's always good to take that step back and kind of drink it all in. And when you take into account that we only have 14 more days like this promised to us. Now, 14 more nights, days, whatever, to get together at Kauffman Stadium in 2024. It certainly feels as if we'll have more come October. But we're only promised two more six-game homestands and the final two here against the Philadelphia Phillies. It's flown by, hasn't it? Another thing that really gets me excited about these final 34 games all being meaningful, it's just darn near impossible to imagine them not being meaningful. But it also means that I'm not going to have to hear some of you freak out about Patrick Mahomes' wide receivers or the Chiefs' defense or this or that when it comes to the Chiefs. You have Mahomes, you don't even really need to pay attention until December, okay? So that'll be nice. Won't have you guys losing your mind about the greatest quarterback of all time, because I heard you the past few years. No Royals baseball, no meaningful Royals baseball in September the past few years has had a few of you sounded silly. So hopefully we can avoid that moving forward. Let's go to the text line real quick. I see from the 636, Vern, J.J. Piccolo should win Executive of the Year. Yeah, I don't know who else is in that race. Okay, maybe Milwaukee again, right? You lose Woodruff, you lose Burns, and you're running away with your division. Yeah. To me, it's Milwaukee's guy or J.J. Piccolo. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, I just wanted to shout out to my guy Salvi and say congratulations on the 900th career home run and keep it going.
900 career RBI for Salvador Perez.
Okay.
But sure. Let's hope he gets to 900 home runs. That'd be a... No, that's a joke. No, he's a career home run number 269 tonight for Salvi. Six away from matching Jorge Posada, ninth most in baseball history by a catcher. Salvi's recorded an RBI in five of his last seven games. He is just one of the greats. Obviously one of the greats in Kansas City sports history, but one of the greats as far as backstops in baseball history. I know Sandra in Phoenix appreciates the great Salvador Perez. Sandra, how are you on this Friday night?
No, oh, Vern.
before I called, and I do appreciate Sal. Yes, of course. I love Sal.
Me too, yeah.
Anyway, before I called, I scribbled down a few lines entitled Perspective of a Longtime Fan, an extremely short story in four parts. Part one, among my baseball paraphernalia, Kansas City football, sports ball stuff, I reframed meme from 2015. Low Kane leading off first base in the ALCS, and the subtitle is Runner in Scoring Position. Part two, on July 30th, Vinny drags in Bobby from first base. And afterwards, he does an interview at his locker and talks about how JJ made them sit through that inning. Every morning, like for weeks and weeks, he said it just hammered into our brain. Part three, tonight was Low Kane night. Your straw that stirs the drink. The first time I ever heard that phrase in my life was from you about him. Mm-hmm. And tonight was his night. And finally, part four, Vinny scores from first base. The end. How perfect is that?
Love it. Sandra, thank you very much. Yeah, the straw that stirs the drink. I stole that, of course. That's what Reggie Jackson called himself back in those late 70s Yankees clubs. But no, Lorenzo Cain was the straw that stirred the drink for those championship teams here in Kansas City. It's no surprise that when Low Kane was banged up, it sunk that team's chances in 2016 and 2017. I think it was, 2016, him and Wade Davis kind of got banged up down the stretch, and that was a wrap for the boys. Sandra, nice hearing from you, as always. Let's go to Batman in Kansas City. Batman. Man, you're becoming a regular, Vern. Batman. Good to have you back, man.
Man, you know, I'm never leaving. I'm busy fighting crimes, you know, in the dot sometimes. The cicadas are real thick out here, and they're singing. But you know what they're singing, Vern? Something we ain't got to say for a long time. The Royals are one game out of first. And it's been a trip, but that still leaves work to be done. Your analysis, you deserve a Peabody from what you've been doing with your analysis. You've been prophetic. You analyzed everything. You got it ready. Manager Q, how could he not be manager of the year? I don't care how he finishes. He's been excellent. He's right on what we need for this push. And then, you know, one thing that wasn't said, I have to say Salvi for his 900. Ribby, you know, that unbelievable. And then Renfro got his 500. So, yeah. I mean, that's another step in the right direction for this year's, which is going to be unbelievable. You know, you've got us ready for these games. And all we got to do is win one more, and we've got this series. And then you know what's coming up, Byrne. So I just leave the rest to you, brother, because you bring it every time. And especially in the callers tonight, they brought it. And guess what? We're bringing something back to you, and it could be a championship. I love you guys. Bye.
I love it, man. Appreciate it, Batman. Always nice hearing from you. Let's go to Leandrew in Kansas City. Leandrew, you're up as the Royals win 7-4. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Byrne?
What's up, buddy?
Again, long-time listener. It took me a little minute to get in on the new line and stuff, but I'm plugged in now.
Glad to have you.
Like I said, as I've been saying from the get another season. Let's enjoy the ride. Let's not get too low when they losing. Let's not get too high. I believe we're definitely on track. My main concern at this point is we need to improve the runners in scoring position. That's my only concern. We improve that, and I think we'll be playing definitely into October and November. And so let's keep it up. Keep going. Go Royals. I hadn't heard from Choo Choo in a while. I hope he's all right. Well, let's go Royals.
Yeah, here's the thing, Leandrew. Thanks for the phone call. We're not hearing from the regulars as often as we normally do, and that's because the phone lines are packed after these Royals victories. I just got a Pat Kaufman Stadium moving forward. I know they're expecting, again, another 25,000 tomorrow. So plenty of good seats available. Hey, Connor mentioned, Badman mentioned, Hunter Renfroe. Renfroe tonight, just a pro performance. Leadoff walk in the second, a two-run blast in the third, and a one-out walk in the fifth. Renfroe's 8 for his last 19. And if you go back to the beginning of June, his OPS is 836. That's more than 100 points higher than league average. Hunter Renfroe scores a pair of runs, just had another strong night. And yes, as Batman said, Renfroe reaches 500 ribbies in his career. Hey, Renfroe has a nice little five-game hitting streak happening as well, hitting 421 in that five-game hitting streak. Royals win 7-4. The victory goes to Michael Wacha. Wacha's now 9-2 lifetime at Kauffman Stadium. The save goes to Lucas Urseg, his 4th since joining the Royals. Again, Urseg is yet to allow a run. He surrendered just 5 base runners total in his first 10 games with the Royals. 15 strikeouts in 11 and a third innings pitched. All right, let's go back to the text line. 913-586-7. Almost gave you the old phone number. The new phone number and the new text line number, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Just put it in your phone so I can please stop saying it so much. Kyle and Waldo just has a bunch of exclamation points letting us know that he's fired up after this Royals win. Barry in Las Vegas, listening online, says he can't wait for the new stadium to get built. So the Royals, I gotcha. I thought you were talking about the new Royals stadium. Now you're talking about the new A's stadium. Yeah, so you can see the Royals stop by just like the Chiefs stop by. Hopefully, the Royals can own that Vegas stadium the same way the Chiefs own that Vegas stadium, right? Let's go to Dan and Waldo. Dan is wondering if the Royals' 65 quality starts are the most in baseball. No, Dan, I believe it's the third most. I believe both Philly and Seattle have more quality starts. Wacha tonight spun his 5th straight quality start. Cody in Kansas City is wondering if tomorrow is the biggest game of Brady Singer's career. Yes, is the answer. But here's the thing, Cody. Every game from here on out is Brady Singer's biggest game. Every game from here on out is the biggest game of Cole Reagan's career, Bobby Witt Jr.'s career, Michael Massey and Michael Garcia's career. Certainly the biggest game that MJ or Isbell's ever played in. Freddie Fermin, Vinny Pasquantino. No, they've never played in a more meaningful game than they will tomorrow evening. 6:10 for the first pitch. Oh, shoot. Look at Lugo, Reagan's, Walker. Look at the schedule. Singer tomorrow. Yes, he faces Philly. And then after that, he's pitching in Cleveland. And then after that, he's pitching in Houston. And then after that, he's taking on the Twins. Again, this is still a very powerful riptide that the Royals find themselves in. It's still, even though they're 16 games above 500, this riptide still has the strength to remove them from the playoffs, to drown their hopes of October glory. Now, as I say that, watching them tonight, watching Vinny in the box, watching Bobby all season, watching the joy that Salvi continues to play with 128 games into this, his 12th big league season, I have no reason to believe that this riptide is going to take the boys under for good. Now, Seth Lugo pitching the finale. Brady Singer tomorrow. We'll see Lorenzen, we'll see Reagans, and we'll see Waka coming up in Cleveland. Again, I've said it countless times, but the only way this Riptide does indeed get the best of the Royals is if what they've done all year doesn't last. If that rotation is no longer elite, if the defense and base running is no longer well above average, if Bobby's no longer the best player on the diamond, and if Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby aren't elite run producers. Well, if tonight's any indication, we got no reason to worry. I'm not saying we're spiking a football or making our plans for October just yet, but we are clearing the calendar. Not exactly writing on the calendar why, we're just clearing the calendar. Hey, thanks to James Howell for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow, Kansas City. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's Postgame Show.
Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 96.5thefan.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.